We were very clear that this was a humanitarian mission. President Clinton was going on behalf of the families to get these young journalists out. We have said to the North Koreans, there's a path for improved relations, and it involves them no longer developing nuclear weapons and not engaging in the provocative behavior that they've been engaging in.
That was President Obama talking on MSNBC yesterday. John, you've been raising the question all week. Who really benefits from this? Is the United States, North Korea? Is this a case of the tail wagging the big dogs?
Well, the president says there's a path to better relations with North Korea, but apparently that path leads through Pyongyang.
Well, we have John Bolton here to discuss that. He is the former ambassador to the United Nations, and he has some pretty strong thoughts. Welcome. You say that Clinton's efforts come perilously close to negotiating with terrorists. That's pretty strong stuff. What do you mean?
Well, I don't think it's actually all that strong. I mean, what North Korea did in seizing these journalists, staging a show trial for them, and then sentencing them to 12 years at hard labor is essentially the same as kidnapping. I don't know why these journalists were inside North Korea. It was a foolish thing to do. I assume we'll find out more about that in due course. But they hardly constituted a threat to the security of North Korea. I think North Korea knew from the outset, once it had these ladies, that they would be pawns in a larger strategic struggle with the United States, and they have played them exactly that way.
But what were our options then in dealing with North Korea to rescue and release Laura Ling and Una Lee?
Well, obviously, everybody's happy to get them out. But, you know, we have had in this country for decades, literally decades, a fully bipartisan policy of not negotiating with terrorists. And the reason for that policy, particularly in a hostage situation, is that you don't want to encourage those terrorists or other terrorists to think that Americans are on the bargaining block, that if they can kidnap a few, they'll get rewarded for it.
Well, wait a minute on the kidnapping thing, John Bolton. I mean, I'm no advocate for the North Koreans, but, I mean, come on. If two North Koreans wandered into the Pentagon with cameras and started taking pictures, they'd probably get arrested in the United States. That's not terrorism, is it? Or kidnapping?
Sir, we don't know the full details, but as I understand it, these ladies walked across the very narrow, shallow river defining the Russian-North Korean border. That is hardly the same thing as being in the Pentagon. A civilized country would have given them a figurative wrist slap and sent them out of the country. Obviously, North Korea did precisely the opposite. And even if there was to be a penalty involved, do you believe 12 years at hard labor is appropriate?
Well, it's for the North Koreans to decide, not me.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that. They walked across the border into North Korea, and that gets 12 years of hard labor. I mean, if you think
I'm just saying it's not kidnapping, that's all.
Of course it is. They held them against their will in a grossly disproportionate fashion.
Like a lot of people at Gitmo.
I think the ladies were not. I mean, if you
don't want to go down this road, Bolton.
If you want to equate these two ladies with fanatic terrorists fighting us in Afghanistan, be my guest.
But let's get back to your issue, your contention that the approach here was faulty, and you're saying, you know, clearly 12 years of hard labor is egregious and extraordinary. So how could we have gotten them out without, you know, sending Bill Clinton at Kim Jong-il's request?
Well, I think we have to start with what I thought we were in agreement on, but perhaps we're not. And let me ask you the question, do you believe we should negotiate with terrorists?
Well, I take your point that there's certainly a risk of copycats out there.
How about your partner? Does he believe in negotiating with terrorists?
Well, you'd have to ask him.
We're talking about North Korea here. The way that you
exactly
deal with North Korea
is precisely my point.
But this quid pro quo business, whether you're talking six-party talks or bilateral talks, people have been talking to the North Koreans for a generation.
There is a larger issue here. People all over the world have watched this phenomenon, and they have been making judgments about how to deal with the United States based on this particular scenario. One of the reasons you don't negotiate with terrorists is because of the larger precedent that it sets. So when you face a hostage situation, as for example in the case of hostages held in Lebanon during the Reagan administration, you want to respond in a way that doesn't increase the risk to other Americans overseas.
And not sell weapons to the Iranians, right, during
the
Iran-Contra affair, right?
Now, in the case of Iran-Contra, Reagan did bargain with terrorists, and that's exactly the kind of outcome we got. This is not an abstract debate here. We have three Americans who are now being held inside Iran by Iranian security forces, and they have been accused by political figures in Iran already of being CIA agents. This at the very time when the government of Iran has well over 100 dissidents on trial, the predicate for that prosecution being that the dissidents are, in fact, themselves tools of foreign powers. So the risk to Americans here is not hypothetical. It's not abstract. It's very, very concrete. And a president has to take into account the larger picture of the safety of Americans, protecting Americans from terrorist attacks and abductions generally.
Ambassador, let's look at that question, though, of terrorist organizations versus these rogue nations. In both the cases of North Korea and Iran, these were Americans who wandered into this territory. Are you suggesting that these countries might actually stage events to abduct Americans?
You will recall Iran's the people now governing Iran seized our embassy in 1979. And held the occupants of the embassy hostage for over 400 days. The fact is, when civilized countries find people who have done something foolish, which I'd be happy to stipulate right at the get-go that the hitchhikers in Iran and these journalists did by coming near a border like that, what they do is they may hold them for a few days, but they immediately turn them back across the border that they came from. This sort of thing is barbarous behavior, uncivilized behavior. It is an act of terrorism. The North Koreans in particular have been kidnapping Japanese citizens and South Korean citizens for decades
and have refused
to give accountings to those two governments.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ambassador. That was Ambassador John Bolton, former ambassador of the United Nations, joining us.